Episode 110.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, we tackle imposter syndrome and answer the question, what does it take to be an expert? All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else, but you want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you're building your business one night at a time.
And now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, hope everybody's having an absolutely fantastic week. Things are rocking and rolling with the new Late Night Affiliate course. I've been working with Amy Porterfield, who a lot of you know, through one of her courses that convert. And I have been really busting it on the new course. And I've been doing some things that Amy recommended, including talking to people who are potential candidates for taking the course, who have an interest in the topic and so forth, and getting their feedback on my plans for the course. So for those of you that I've been talking on the phone with about the course, I really, really do appreciate it. Again, if you're interested in being notified about what's going on with the course and so forth, you can head on over to latenightaffiliate.com. There's a squeeze page over there, and basically I'll notify you about what's going on. You know, now last week we talked in episode 109 about SEO. I saw this awesome article on Search Engine Land, and it was it's kind of a 1,000-word article, and it's the title of the article is Three Things to Do After a Major Google Algorithm Update. And I thought, oh goody, here's something awesome. I'm going to be able to really, you know, learn something from this. Number one is don't panic. Number two is wait to react. And number three is read credible sources and make adjustments where necessary. So, okay, yeah, that's great. So I didn't learn too much from that, except to say that the last part where you wait and see what's happening and don't panic, don't have a knee-jerk reaction, that's generally good advice for life. So I guess you can use that. I'm going to go with item number four, and that's download my SEO guide from last week that you can find in episode 109 at latenightinternetmarketing.com/109. And just don't worry about SEO. Just do the stuff that I recommend. It's all white hat, above board, and create killer content, and everything is going to be all right. And I guess with that, we'll get to the main topic this week.
It's time to get to work building your internet business one night at a time.
One night at a time.
Okay, so today we are going to tackle this thing called imposter syndrome. Now, as far as I know, Mr. Amazing John Lee Dumas over at Entrepreneur on Fire coined that term. But really, it's about this feeling that you have, this little voice inside of you when you go to pick a niche or create a blog post or create some content or do a course. It's that little voice that says, who am I to teach this? After all, there's tons of people out there that know more than I do. I'm not an expert. And how is it okay for me to try and help people if I'm not an expert? And it comes from the dictionary definition, I think. The dictionary definition of expert is a person who has comprehensive and authoritative knowledge of a skill or in some particular area. And, you know, Malcolm Gladwell kind of cemented this in his book Outliers. He talked about the fact that it takes sort of 10,000 hours of time investment for somebody to become an expert. So if you spend an average of 3 hours a day, 7 days a week, that'd be like 1,000 hours a year. It would take you 10 years to be an expert. You know, it's that kind of sort of thing. And so there's this idea out there that you need to be this 10,000 hour expert to help people. This came up because Cliff Ravenscraft and I were just talking in episode 463 of the Cliff Ravenscraft Show, and I'll put that link to that show in the show notes. And we talked about this idea that you don't always have to be an expert. It just came up kind of in conversation because we were talking about a tutorial that Cliff had created years ago that I had happened to buy before I really knew Cliff, about this piece of equipment that I owned. I had bought this piece of equipment from Cliff. It's a complicated piece of equipment. I didn't know how to work it, and the instruction manual was big and complicated. And instead of figuring out myself how to work this thing, I paid Cliff to teach me. Let me let you hear that clip right now.
And so I put it off for a couple more days. And then finally one day I'm like, okay, I've got some time. I want to figure this piece of equipment out. And I open up the manual and I literally spent like 9 hours reading line by line just over and over again until finally it started to click a little bit. And then I start playing with the dials. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, now I understand what the gate is. And oh, now I understand what it's supposed to be doing with the compression and the tack. And if I turn it, tweak it just a little bit, it actually doesn't cut off the first few seconds of what I'm saying. And I don't understand this like an audio engineer would, but I understand it enough to where I got it to where I have exactly the sound I want. And it sounds amazing. And so what I did was I was like, okay, I'm going to teach this to other people. There are other people that would love to know these settings. And so, yeah, I spent like days figuring it out. And now in a 1 hour tutorial, and it was actually $39, I've made it available, you know, for everybody.
So before we get back to Kajabi, I have to unpack that one thing. Because how many degrees in electrical engineering do you have?
Zero.
I have two. Okay. And I'm an electrical engineer every day. Well, sometimes on Saturdays, I don't do any electrical engineering, but that's what I do for a living. I paid money, okay, to learn something in my own field about connecting wires together and doing stuff from you because I saw you as an expert. All of these people out here that are wondering whether or not people are interested in what they have to say, that's a really strong example that those people that are out there in your audience that are saying, well, who am I to teach Mark Mason about electrical stuff? He's an engineer, right? Well, Cliff Ravenscraft knew something, took time to figure something out that I didn't want to spend time on. That made you an expert on that topic, and I paid real money to learn that so I wouldn't have to spend the time.
Absolutely. And the cool thing is what I love is that you spent $39 and you literally shaved hours, if not days, off the learning curve of how to set that thing up. Instead, you watched the video. It walked you through step by step what cables you need, how to hook it up, and exactly where to turn the knobs. And if you like the sound, boom, you're set up and ready to go in an hour.
Yeah, and I didn't buy $200 worth of wrong cables.
Mark, since 2010, I've sold over $15,000 of that digital product.
So see, that's the thing, right? Cliff did something. He went and figured something out, and then he taught me how to do it. Now, do I know more about electrical engineering and audio engineering and, you know, the fundamentals of electronics than Cliff? Well, maybe. I mean, I have a couple of degrees in electrical engineering, so you might call me an expert. I mean, I spent years in school learning about how to do things like what I paid Cliff to teach me, but I didn't have time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that sometimes. And sometimes it means that someone who knows something and has spent the time to learn how to do something can help someone else. So if you need permission to help people, I give you permission. I give you permission to talk about stuff that you care about as long as you're trying to help people. and doing your due diligence and learning and telling people about your experience. And I'll tell you, the reason I give you experience is because expertise is relative. Let me give you an example. Now, some of my listeners back around, I guess it was episode 106, they didn't know anything about copyright law. They knew they needed to worry about it, but they didn't know anything about it. Now, they have no expertise. They didn't know anything about copyright law. I did research. I've been kind of reading about copyright law. I'm not a lawyer. I made that very clear in the episode. I don't play one on TV, but I was able to help people, at least I think, about learn about copyright law and help them know what questions to ask their attorney and, you know, do a better job of complying with copyright law, at least as it exists in the United States. But I'm not an expert, but I have enough expertise to help people. Now, my brother, my kid brother, he's a patent attorney. He deals with intellectual property law all the time. And while he's not, and he would say he is not an expert in copyright law. In fact, I bet if you took him a copyright case and offered him to pay you, I mean, offered to pay him to work on a case, I bet he would say, hey, that's not my area of expertise. But my brother, having gone to law school and studied intellectual property, took, you know, at least an entire course in copyright law. He is more of an expert in copyright law than I am. And if you were able to find an attorney, say, practicing in New York City and litigating copyright law every day, and that was their area of expertise, and their practice was around copyright law, and they'd been practicing that for the last 10 years, well, they'd know more about copyright law in the United States than my brother. And from my brother's point of view, that would be an expert. That's who he would send you to. But there's probably someone else somewhere who is a law journal author at some university. Maybe they have a PhD in copyright law in addition to their law degree, and they just released the comprehensive survey of the history of copyright law in the United States and trends into the future. Well, they're probably the ultimate expert in copyright law. I don't need that guy. I don't need that guy. I don't need the PhD guy to help me decide whether or not I can use a picture on my website. So this expertise is relative. And I think a question you might ask is, well, why do I want to be an expert? I believe you that I can be an expert. I can be more of an expert than someone else, and therefore I can help them. But why do I want to be an expert? And I read this great article by Yarrow over at Entrepreneur's Journey. I've been following him for years. And there's at least four really good reasons that Yarrow points out in that article why you should strive to be an expert. Why do you want to be an expert? One is that the more expertise you help, the more expertise you have, the more you can help people. And that's the reason that I want to know more about stuff. The second thing is, the more you're an expert, that means the more respect you get, and the more people will hear your voice, and therefore the more people you can help. Because when you have respect, people listen to what you have to say. And if you're helping people, that means you're helping more people. And then, of course, being an expert means you can teach people, which is another way you can have access to people to help them. And ultimately, all of this results in the fact that being an expert means you have an opportunity to profit from your work and your expertise. And so there's four really good reasons that Yarrow calls out in his article over an Entrepreneur's Journey. Again, link to that in the show notes. So the question I thought I would tackle today is, how is it that you actually move towards becoming an expert? You've decided, let's say, that you want to build an internet business and you want to build it around some expertise, and you like this idea of helping people, and you want to create an affiliate website, or you want to create products, or whatever it is that you want to do. You know you've got that in you, but you're still got this thing. I mean, how do I become an expert? And so I have a set of tips for you that I think will help you be an expert. And as has become my custom over the last few episodes, there's going to be a big button in the show notes where you can download these tips. At the conclusion of the show, you can go to latenightim.com/110, because here we are in episode 110, and I'll give you a flow chart of tips on how to become an expert. And I think the first thing to understand, if you want to become an expert, is understand exactly what it is that you want to become an expert in. I think it's really hard to become an expert, and one of the tendencies of people that start online businesses or businesses in general is they want to be an expert on something, but they're not sure what. Maybe they have four or five or six interests, and they can't decide whether they want to be an expert on guitar or whether they want to be an expert on carpentry or whether they want to be an expert on the stock market. They're all over the place. And so I think, you know, obviously, and maybe it's not obvious to you, but I think the one thing that you need to do is really get straight in your mind what you want to be an expert on. And if you're going to invest the time to be an expert on something, I really recommend that it's something that you really like. If you're an accountant and you think it might be easy to be an expert at being an accountant because you've got 10 years of experience in accounting, maybe you're already an expert, but you hate accounting, that may not be a very good choice. On the other hand, if you don't know anything about how to play guitar and you want to teach people, you want to start talking to people about beginning guitar, it's really easy for you to talk about your journey playing guitar and to create expertise because you're going to have a lot of energy around that. And you can chronicle your own journey as a beginning and tell people what you're learning on your journey. So I think it's really easy when you care about something. First thing is you have got to figure out what you're interested in. And the second thing is you got to niche down. You want to teach people about guitar. Well, is it bass guitar or acoustic guitar or electrical guitar? And if it's acoustic guitar, is it classic guitar or is it guitars with metal strings? And is it a 12-string guitar or 6-string guitar? And are you focused on finger picking or strumming and all this kind of stuff? Is it blues or country or rock and roll? You got to niche down. And I think the more you niche down, especially when you're trying to become an expert, the better off you'll be because the scope of the material that you need to claim expertise in gets smaller every time you niche down. So as a practical matter, from an expertise building standpoint, that's advantageous to you. You get more leverage the smaller the topic is. And we know from a marketing standpoint, that's also very valuable too, because you can specifically address a very narrow segment. And we know that that's a very strong position to be in from a marketing point of view. So once you've decided what you're interested in and you've niched it down and you're on this journey to become an expert, you got to dig in. I mean, let's face it. You can't fake it till you make it. You need to study and practice. And I think the thing that is so helpful here when you're on this journey of expertise is when you're talking about the things that you're learning is to be completely transparent. There is no reason at all to pretend like you know more than you do. Because I've already told you, expertise is relative. People are going to self-select. If you've been doing something for only a year, quote, only a year, then people that have been doing it for 10 years, you're probably not going to be able to help them. There's no reason to pretend that you can help those people. Focus on helping the people that have been doing something for 10 days or 10 weeks. Because you've already been doing it for a year or 10 months. You're way ahead of them and you know things that they don't know and you can shorten their journey and help them. So study your craft, study the thing that you want to learn, find mentors, follow people, and practice what you preach. Another thing that I see a lot of times, especially in the internet marketing space, is that people talk about a thing that they don't actually do. This drives me a little bit crazy. They talk about affiliate marketing, but they don't actually do any. I mean, the last affiliate marketing course that I took, I've been doing affiliate marketing since 2009. The last course I took was 3 months ago. The last affiliate site that I started was a few days ago. I still have affiliate sites running. Why do I do that? I do that because I want to have credibility in what I say. So you need to study the things that you want to be an expert in, and you need to practice them and be transparent the whole time. That way, when you're transparent about the things that you're actually doing, you're claiming the expertise that's yours to claim. And since it's a relative thing, you know, you're not declaring yourself, you're not tattooing the word expert on your forehead. You're just saying, I did this thing and here's what I learned. And people that haven't done that thing yet and didn't know that are going to go, wow, how awesome is that? I had no idea that was the way you do that. I'm going to try that myself. And then they're going to send you emails. And the emails are going to say things like, thank you so much for sharing that with me. That was so helpful. Okay. That's what they're going to do. I just had a conversation with a guy last night who was telling me, thank you so much for the domain name checklist. You know, there were a couple of things in there that I knew, but I had forgotten. Thank you so much for sharing that. They're going to appreciate your expertise because their focus is elsewhere, or they forgot something, or they hadn't been doing it very long. So be transparent. And then once you've, you know, you start this thing, you got to make a helpful noise. You know, you got to really, really get out there and start sharing what you learn. And part of that sharing, maybe the biggest part of that sharing, is advocating for your audience. And by that, I mean creating content, create a checklist, create an SEO checklist and share it with your audience. Create a list of things to think about when you're trying to become an expert and share it with your audience. Speak in front of people. Maybe it's speaking in front of 4,000 people at Social Media Marketing World. That's probably not where you're going to start. Maybe it's speaking in front of your local chamber of commerce in front of 10 people about how to start a website with WordPress, something that you just did 2 or 3 months ago, and now you're kind of an expert because you know how to set up an account at Bluehost, and you know how to one-click install WordPress, and you know that there are themes out there that you can configure, and you know what the Yoast SEO plugin is, okay? You know 100,000 times more than the average person about website creation. So tell people about it, help them. And then at some point, you may collect up enough expertise that you can write a book. And you're thinking, oh, Mark, write a book. What are you talking about? You've lost your mind. Have you looked at Kindle lately? I mean, there are a lot of 10,000 word books out there and 20,000 word books out there that cost $2.99. Create content, create a blog, create posts that help people advocate for your audience. And another thing you can do is you can appear on podcasts. You can call Mark Mason and you can say, hey, Mark, I want to tell my story on your podcast. This is my story. I think it would be great for your audience. You can do that with any podcaster. And eventually, all of that advocating for your audience and trying to help people will trigger trust with people. And another thing that will trigger trust with people as you create content and that content is shared and you appear on other people's podcasts and you'll become associated with other experts. And the result will be your expertise will increase. And all this time, while you're doing all this stuff, you're still learning. Your expertise is increasing. You're still doing. You're helping people. People are sharing the story of how you help them. And it just builds and builds and builds on itself. And all of a sudden, you went from the level one expert of someone who is just telling their story to a level two expert of someone who's been doing something for a while and has some success, to a level three expert who's, you know, someone that somebody calls, that people know your name. And then, you know, all of a sudden one day you might be the expert in your particular field, all because I gave you permission to go ahead and recognize the fact that you have expertise right now that other people don't have. And all you need to do is go out and start sharing that expertise. Here's the bottom line on this. This kind of expertise thing where you're not sure if it's okay for you to be doing the thing that you want to do, this is one of many of the limiting beliefs, these kind of self-limiting, self-doubt kind of things that you've got to go get, go identify, and then crush. And today I'm giving you permission to crush this one. And I hope that's very, very helpful to you. If this resonates, I would love to hear from you. Leave me a message in the show notes over at latenightim.com/110. Give me a shout out on Twitter. Yeah, at latenightim. I would absolutely love to hear how this has helped you and what you're going to do about it. All right, well, that wraps it up for this week. Again, I want to encourage you to come to the show notes at latenightim.com/110. Download the cheat sheet for how to become an expert. It's a nice little PDF. You just click and boom, and I'll email it straight to your inbox. And leave me a comment and tell me if this resonates with you. What do you think? Tell me about your expertise journey. I'd love to hear about that. Next week, I cannot wait to talk to you. Next week, we're going to be talking about content workflows and some tools that I use to manage my content creation kind of strategies from a tool perspective and some of the things that you can use. I've got a couple of other things for you too, and we'll talk to you next week. Really looking forward to it. Until then, go get some stuff done in your business. We'll talk to you soon.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit latenightpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business. One night at a time.
One night at a time.
Give me a shout out on Twitter. Give me a shout out on Twitter. Including been really on search engine land. Yeah, that's great. So
late night internet marketing.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me in 2007 when I was trying to get started. There were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.